So we have been studying Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippian church.
咁我哋呢段时间咧，都一齐去睇使徒保罗，写俾腓立比教会嘅书信。
So last sermon, we studied on the topic of joy or rejoicing.
咁上一次嘅讲道信息咧，我哋就一齐睇到呢个常常喜乐嘅话题。
And we saw a healthy and dynamic Christian is the one who will experience God's joy often in their lives.
咁我哋就睇到啦，一个系好健康、好有活力嘅基督徒生命咧，应该系一个充满从神而嚟喜乐嘅生命。
And we also saw a few hindrances that can take away our joy, in our walk with God.
但我哋都同时睇到咧，系有几样嘅难阻咧，往往会去将我哋生命中嘅喜乐夺去嘅。
So do you know what is one of the major hindrances?
咁你哋记唔记得其中一个好重要嘅难阻系乜嘢咧？
Anxiety, yes.
好好啊，系忧虑。
Yeah, so today, by the grace of God, we continue to ponder on Paul's concluding exhortation to the Philippian church at the end of this letter.
咁今日咧，靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋要继续去默想保罗啊，佢喺腓立比书最后结尾，佢点样去劝勉腓立比教会
？We will focus our attention on how to combat anxieties and how to experience the peace of God, in our lives.
咁我哋一齐咧会去集中睇，我哋点样去对抗呢啲嘅焦虑，我哋点样可以经历咧神嘅平安喺我哋生命当中
？So do you know that anxieties among adults are on the rise in the UK？
咁唔知大家知唔知道咧？就喺英国里面啊，喺成年人当中，有呢个焦虑嘅情况咧，都系一路上升紧。
From the research conducted by NHS, in recent years。
咁喺最近幾年咧，由呢個 NHS 佢哋所發起嘅一啲研究報告裡面
，study shows that in the year 2023 to 2024, about 23.5% of adults in the UK reported high levels of anxieties。
就喺2023至到2024年期間，一項報告咧去展示出咧喺全英國嘅。成人当中有 23.5%， 佢哋都有去讲话自己咧系经历极高嘅一啲嘅程度嘅焦虑
，which is higher than the 20% reported in 2018。
咁咧比起2018年咧，只系20% 咧系有上升咗嘅。
So NHS data also shows a sharp increase in people accessing mental health services。
而喺 NHS 呢啲嘅數據裏面咧，亦都顯示越嚟越多人一個應該話一個好明顯嘅上升咧，係越嚟越多人要去使用到佢哋提供嘅精神方面、精神健康方面嘅服務。
So nearly 3.8 million people sought support in the year 2023 to year 2024。
咁咧。幾乎有380万人咧，係需曾經要去尋求幫助啊！就喺2023至24年期間。
So this is up 40% from 2018 to 2019。
咁比起咧2018至19年咧，係上升咗40%。
With the fastest growth among young people aged 16 to 24。
但係其中咧，嗰個增長最急速嘅係喺16至24歲嘅年輕人群當中。
So who's 16 to 24 among us.
咁有冇人可以举下手？16至24岁。
Yeah, so hopefully you by God's grace, you will not happen to you.
咁都好希望咧，靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋当中啲年轻人就唔需要用到呢个服务啦。
So, Joshua is over 24, so he's very happy.
咁佢因为已经24岁以上，好开心啦。
Anyways, so anxiety is on the rise in the UK.
咁所以我哋都睇到啊，依个焦虑嘅情况咧，喺英国其实都系好一路上升紧嘅。
But thanks be to God, the Bible has given us precious guidance and promises on how we are able to overcome anxieties.
但系咧，真系要去感谢神啦！圣经咧俾咗我哋好宝贵嘅指引，同埋一啲嘅应许，我哋点样咧可以去胜过呢啲嘅焦虑
？And to be able to experience the peace of God continuously in our daily life.
同埋咧，点样可以持续嘅去经历神嘅平安咧？喺我哋每一日嘅生活当中。
But before we continue to look at this topic, I must mention anxiety is not equal to responsible forward planning.
但在我继续去分享这个题目之前呢，我都要去澄清一下，我们这里讲的忧虑啊焦虑呢，就跟我们很有责任感去预先为到将来安排呢，是两回事来的。
So, I think each one of us have different roles or responsibilities in our lives.
那我们相信我们当中呢，每个人在生命当中都有不同的角色和责任。
So, you may be a parent.
那可能你是一个父母。
Or a child, a student.
可能是一个孩子，可能是一个学生。
Maybe you are a grandparent.
甚至你是一个祖父祖母。
Or you are an employee or an employer.
那可能你是一个被聘的人，受雇的人，又或者你是一个雇主。
So when we fulfill our roles and responsibilities,
咁当我哋咧去完成我哋呢啲唔同嘅责任，我哋扮演唔同嘅角色嘅时候
，It's good to do forward planning。
咁要去预先有一啲为将来作准备、作计划系好需要噶。
So we are not lazy or disorganized。
咁以致我哋咧就唔会系去闲懒啦，或者咧好冇冇组织系啦。
So we are not talking about forward planning, but anxieties.Which is crippling to a person.
我哋咧所讲到嘅呢种嘅焦虑嘅忧虑咧，系会令到一个人好似动弹不得咁样。
Like a bondage that weighs down our hearts and divides up our minds and drains our energy.
就一种咧，将我哋嘅心咧压得好重啊，甚至咧将我哋嘅注意力啊、精神都分散，将我哋嘅精力耗尽嘅呢一种嘅捆绑。
So that we are unable to live a free.An abundant life that is meaningful and fulfilling.
以致难咗咗咧，我哋去过一个好自由、好充实、好丰盛嘅生命，系一个充满意义啦，同埋好有满足感嘅生命。
So forward planning is good and necessary, but anxiety is what we want to drive away, which is enslaving and crippling to our lives.
咁所以咧，一啲向将来展望啊呢啲嘅计划咧，系好嘅，亦都系必须嘅。但是我们现在所要去要去拎走从我们生命里面去排除的呢，是讲的这些令我们觉得很受捆绑、很压抑，还有甚至令我们好像瘫痪一样的这种的焦虑。
So let us take a look at the guidance from the Word of God to see how to overcome anxieties by the grace of God.
那我们现在呢，一起就在圣经里面看看神给了什么指引呢，帮助我们可以去胜过这些忧虑。
So,Today's main passage is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 9.
那我们今天的主要经文呢，就是腓立比书四章六至九节。
So let me read to you from verse 6 to 7 in English, and Pastor Grace will read Chinese from verse 8 to 9.
那首先我们用英文读出六至七节，跟着呢就用中文读八至九节。
So verse 6, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
So in this passage, Apostle Paul conveys a precious promise of experiencing the peace of God in our lives.
在这段经文里面，使徒保罗就传递了一个非常宝贵的应许，是帮助我们能够经历神的平安在我们生命当中。
And when you observe this passage, you will see that this promise of peace,is with conditions.
但当我们去留心看的时候呢，就发现这个平安的应许呢，其实都是有一些条件的。
Meaning that it is when we have met the necessary conditions, we are able to be blessed with the peace of God coming into our lives.
意思就是说呢，如果当我们能够满足这些条件的时候呢，我们也都会能够去领受这个神的平安的祝福呢，临到我们的生命当中。
So one such condition, for example, is prayer mentioned in verse 6.
那其中一个这样的条件呢，就是第六节所讲到的祈祷。
So in today's sermon, I would like to share with you four key points or four requirements that we need to have in order to experience peace of God coming into our lives.
咁喺今日嘅信息里面咧，我想同大家分享四个重点，又或者系四个必须嘅条件咧，令我哋能够如果系真系好想去经历啊神嘅平安临到我哋嘅生命当中。
And when God's peace comes, and it drives away all our anxieties and fear.
而且当神嘅平安临到嘅时候咧，就能够帮我哋驱走一切呢啲嘅忧虑同埋恐惧。
But before we can go into details on what these four key points are.
但当我哋进入去睇呢四个重点之前咧
，So let us first ponder deeper on the word peace mentioned here in this passage.
我哋首先咧去更深去默想下，究竟喺呢段经文讲到平安系咩意思
？So let us take note on verse 7.
咁我哋留意第七节。
So is that yeah? So here, notice the kind of peace that is mentioned in this passage.
咁我哋咧要一齐留意喺呢一节经文所讲嘅平安。
It is specific，
系好具体嘅。
The kind of peace we are pursuing to experience is one that comes from the Creator God Yahweh。
佢呢度所讲嘅平安系特别指到咧，我哋系追求从神就喺呢个创造宇宙万物嘅主宰啊，亚维神佢所嚟嘅嗰种平安。
And whose nature is also peace。
因为佢嘅本性啊，就系平安。
Next slide, please. Because in verse 9, notice it says,
咁因为留意
how you describe this God.
咁样我哋可以留意第九节啊，点样去形容呢位神呢
？God Yahweh, our Creator God, is the God of peace.
亚维神，我哋嘅创造主咧，其实佢就系嗰位赐平安嘅神。
The origin of true peace.
佢咧就系真平安嘅来源。
So it is fundamental yet very crucial to notice the peace we are focusing on today is not any kind of peace that we can find from the world.
咁所以咧，好基本，我哋必须明白嘅就系咧，我哋今日要睇嘅平安咧，就唔系讲紧世界上可以俾你嘅其他嗰啲嘅平安。
But we are talking specifically the peace of God that comes from the God of peace.
我哋系具体睇紧咧，特别系嚟自神呢位。平安嘅神所赐嘅平安。
The Bible reveals to us that our Creator God Yahweh is love.
咁其实圣经咧都显示我哋嘅创造主亚维神咧系爱。
He is the origin of love.
佢系爱嘅源头。
And he is also the origin of peace.
同样佢都系平安嘅源头。
He desires to bless us with true peace that comes from him.
佢咧好渴慕去赐俾我哋咧从佢嚟嘅真正嘅平安。
But we must make ourselves ready to receive it.
但咧，我哋必须预备好自己去接受呢份嘅平安。
But when you think about it, not everyone in this world wants to receive peace from God.
但如果我哋真系细心谂下咧，唔系个个喺世上嘅人咧，其实都好想去领受呢份平安噶。
Especially when they can find temporary peace from things or persons in this world.
尤其系咧，当人。都好似可以喺呢个世界上其他嘅人事物嗰度揾到一啲嘅平安。
When you think about it, generally speaking, when a person puts his or her trust on something or in someone,
但我哋好概括咁嚟讲啦，当一个人啊，佢将佢嘅信心、佢嘅信任咧，摆喺某啲嘅人事物嗰度嘅时候
，he or she will feel a sense of peace and security, regardless whether the thing or the person, he or she trusts is truly trustworthy or reliable or not.
咁通常咁嘅情况下咧，佢都会短暂咁感觉到好似有一啲嘅平安啊，有少少保障。无论其实佢所相信嗰、那个或者佢所信任嗰个对象啊，嗰样嘢咧系咪真正值得信赖嘅
？For example, perhaps you know or heard a little bit about parenting or raising babies.
咁可能大家咧对点样养育孩子啊，点样去照顾系咧个小 B B 都有一啲嘅概念啦。
So if you place a ticking clock or something that has the mother's sense near the baby，
嗱，譬如啦，你挤一个咧钟有啲滴答滴答咁嘅声音嘅，或者咧你挤一啲有妈妈气味嘅嘢咧，挤喺个 B B 附近
，then the baby tends to be more peaceful and easier for them to fall asleep。
咁通常 BB 咧都会觉得比较啊，好似平静啊，又好容易去入睡噶、哦。
And the mother will take a breather, drink a cup of coffee.
咁可能喺呢个时候咧，个妈妈终于就可以唞唞气，叹杯咖啡先啦。
And this is because the ticking clock or the sense of the mother represent the mother's present to the baby.
咁嘅原因咧，就因为嗰啲咁嘅滴答滴答嘅钟声啊，又或者咧妈妈嘅气味咧，系对个 BB 嚟讲，好似感受到妈妈就喺佢身边咁嘅感觉。
So the baby is able to be at peace and rest, even though the mother is not physically right there beside the baby.
咁於是個 BB 喺嗰一刻咧，就亦都有依種好平靜、好平安，覺得可以啊好安心入睡啦。雖然個媽媽其實咧，實質上並唔係喺佢身邊嘅。
Another example is recently my car has its tire changed.
咁另一個例子啦，咁我最近我哋架車咧就要換胎啦。
Because on the side wall of the tire there are cracks accumulating.
咁因為咧喺我哋個車胎嘅表層都開始有好多裂痕咁樣。
So originally, was the problem with suspension.
咁當然最初我哋嘅車咧，亦都有呢啲汽車懸吊系統嘅問題。
Brother Hammond was very kind to fix the problem, and at the same time also noticing different problems that happened to our car.
咁除咗我哋都請咗阿希弟兄幫我哋去維修之後咧，佢都指出原來架車咧其他嘅部分都有唔同方面嘅問題要注意。
Also with the help of Enoch's friends.
仲有 Enoch 嘅朋友都有幫忙去睇我哋架車。
So I learned something new. They shared with me.If there are cracks on the sidewall of the tire, it's a bit more dangerous.
哦，咁我當時都學咗一啲新嘅知識啦，因為咧原來當個車胎嘅sidewall 即旁邊啊側邊嘅表層有裂痕咧，其實係更加係危險嘅。
Maybe in city it's still okay, but if you drive on the highway, high speeds, if it explodes because of the cracks, it will cause your car to hit the rails or other cars.
咁原來啦，可能喺我哋呢啲市即城市嘅路段，咁短途都冇乜問題。但如果係開高速公路咧，萬一個車胎真係爆嘅時候咧，就好容易成架車失控，可能就會撞去旁邊嘅圍欄啊等等。
So yeah, I was very grateful to Heavenly Father because I knew there were a couple trips that we need to make on the motorway the coming weeks.
咁其實我真係非常感謝天父嘅，因為咧當時其實我哋正正就會準備有幾次要出遠門，要踩即係要揸車去高速公路嘅。
But let's look at this example from a human point of view。
咁但係我哋可以用人嘅角度去睇呢一個例子啊。
So the mechanics help me to change the tires, right?
咁嗰啲維修車嘅技工已經幫我換咗個車胎啦。
So then I trust new tires, so I put my trust in it, so I believe my car can go on the highway.
咁咧，我就相信我呢全新嘅车胎，我亦都好有信心，觉得咧我上嘅高速公路系冇问题噶啦。
So generally speaking, when we place our trust in something or in someone, then we will feel more secure and peaceful.
咁所以好概括嚟讲咧，只要我哋好似将我哋嘅信靠摆喺某一啲事或者人方面咧，我哋就会觉得好似个心就平安啲啊，有啲保障啦。
Be the little baby with the clock, or me on a human level, or thinking, oh, the tire has changed.
咁无论系头先讲嘅 BB， 可能只不过其实有个钟有啲声响，令佢好舒服啊，好冷静，又或者系我就系将我嘅信心摆咗一个新嘅车胎嗰度。
So this is why many people find peace and security.From the things or persons in the world, instead of finding peace from the God of peace.
咁呢个亦都系点解咧？咁多人咧会宁愿咧喺一啲人事物度揾佢哋嘅所谓平安同埋保障，而唔觉得有需要咧去寻求从真正呢个平安嘅源头啊，就系赐平安嘅神嗰度去得着平安。
For example, many people put their trust in wealth.
例如好多人咧都会将佢哋嘅信靠咧摆喺个财富嗰度啦。
Maybe in insurance or in family members or our own experience of life。
咁可能咧就摆喺佢哋买咗个保险嗰度啊，喺佢哋自己嘅人生经验啊，又或者摆喺佢哋嘅家人身上。
But the problem of peace from this world is that this kind of peace is temporary and often not reliable.
但系啊，呢一种从世界而嚟嘅平安有咩问题呢？就系呢啲平安通常都系短暂嘅，甚至根本就唔系真正可以信赖嘅。
For example, money may be useful to sustain our daily living.
打个比方啦，钱当然可以爱嚟维持我哋每一日嘅生活。
But it's foolish to place our trust on wealth.
但系如果将我哋嘅信靠摆喺财富嗰度咧，其实系一件非常愚蠢嘅事。
Because money has its limitations.
因为钱都有佢嘅限制。
It cannot wipe away hurt or mistakes we made in the past.
绝对咧唔能够去涂抹我哋以前所受过嘅伤害，又或者我哋自己所犯过嘅一啲错误。
Money also cannot buy back our health that we lost.
钱亦都绝冇可能帮我哋买回我哋失去咗嘅健康。
Some parents are so busy making a living.
有啲父母啊，为咗要去赚钱，系非常嘅忙碌。
Thinking the more money they gain, the more peace and security is there for the family.
他们误以为只要我越赚得多钱、啊、我的家庭就越有保障越有平安了。
But unfortunately, they have neglected to accompany their children when they grow up.
但很可惜他们呢去忽略了在他们孩子成长的时候需要更多的陪伴。
And once the time has passed,
但是当时间过去之后
even money cannot turn back time to be, for you to be there for your children once again.
就算钱都冇办法买回你已经失去咗能够陪伴你孩子嘅嗰啲时间同机会。
So wealth cannot truly make us satisfied or peaceful.
所以咧，财富绝对唔能够真正嘅令到我哋满足啦，同埋有平安嘅。
On the contrary,
咁相反地
，the Bible describes the love of money as the root of all kinds of evil.
圣经反而咧系形容爱钱财咧系万恶之根。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10.
咁就係喺呢个提摩太前书嘅六章十节。
Maybe Pastor Grace can lead the Chinese to invite everyone to read.
咁我哋能够读中文嘅一齐跟我读啦，喺呢个提摩太前书六章十节。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多受苦把自己刺透了。
Yeah, it's the opposite of being free and peaceful.
咁其实咧，就系同能够有自由、有平安系一个完全相反嘅图画。
And there are some other people who find peace, from this world in their own experience of life.
咁亦都有一类人咧，往往就会喺尝试从自己嘅人生经历当中咧去寻求一啲嘅平安。
But the truth is that our own health or our own mental states can also be unreliable.
但事实话俾佢听咧，就算我哋自己嘅健康啊，特别精神状态咧，同样都系好唔可靠嘅。
More and more people are getting dementia at a younger age。
而家越嚟越多人咧喺年轻嘅时候已经开始患上呢个脑退化嘅问题。
The experiences and skills we accumulate in our lives can be lost because dementia。
就算我哋曾经有嘅经验，我哋所有嘅呢啲嘅才干、啲技能啊，即系我哋人生所积累嘅呢一切咧，原来因为老退化都可以慢慢失去。
So it's also not reliable and lasting to place our trust in our own self or ability or experience of life.
所以如果我哋以为可以去依靠我自己嘅我自己啦，我嘅能力啊，我过往嘅人生经验咧，原来其实都系唔可靠嘅。
So back to today's key passage.
所以翻翻嚟我哋今日嘅主题经文。
The peace from this world is not what Apostle Paul is talking about here.
喺呢个腓立比书呢一度咧，佢使徒保罗所讲嘅平安咧，就唔系讲紧世界而嚟嘅平安。
But he points us to true origin of peace, which is from our Creator and Father in heaven.
佢反而将我哋指向咧呢个真正平安嘅源头。就是这个创造宇宙万物的天上的父亲。
Who is the God of peace?
他就是那位赐平安的神。
And the precious and wonderful news is, Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, desires to grant us this peace.
而很宝贵又很奇妙的好消息呢就是 Yahweh 天父他非常乐意想去赐给我们他的平安。
So in verse 7, it says, peace of God will guard our hearts and minds.
咁喺第七节就要讲到赐平安嘅神咧，佢会赐下呢个能够保守我哋心怀意念嘅呢种平安。
So the word God is a military term。
呢度讲到保守呢个咧，其实可以话系一个军事嘅用语嚟嘅。
So the outside worlds can be turbulent and at war。
所以可能外面的世界呢非常的动荡，好像在战争当中。
But the precious promise in Philippians chapter 4 portrays the peace of God like a soldier who stands guard to protect our heart and mind.
但是呢，这节经文这个很宝贵的应许呢，就是形容到神的平安呢，好像一个士兵啊，他是怎样站岗去保卫我们的心，我们的意念。
So our inner man is at peace with the peace that comes from our Creator, and Heavenly Father.
以致我们的内人呢，能够是很和谐、很和平的，有这份从这个创造天地宇宙万物的天父来的一种平安。
So in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23,
在加泰书5章22至13节这样说。
So shall we read together in English?
我们可以一起用英文来读。
So 1, 2, 3. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So from this passage, the Bible describes the divine characteristic that God would share and establish in Christians.
咁喺加泰书5章22至13节呢，呢个经文就去形容咗每一个基督徒都应该有同埋要建立嘅去就係从神嚟嘅呢啲嘅特质。
Because we are born of God in Christ.
因为我哋喺耶稣基督里面呢係从神而生。
And you'll find joy and peace are among the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
咁你会留意到呢，喜乐同埋平安呢都系圣灵所结嘅果子。
So we can see our Heavenly Father desires to help us share in His divine nature and holiness.
咁所以我哋呢能够睇到呢，神我哋嘅天父系非常之希望我哋能够分享佢嘅性情。
And this peace from God is very different from that we find in the world.
而呢一个从神嚟嘅平安呢，系同世界所俾我哋平安完全唔同嘅。
Because the world peace is only transient and will sometime in the future disappoint us.
因为呢，从世界来的平安呢，往往都是短暂的，而且呢，是不够将来总会令我们失望。
So in the remaining time of today's sermon, I would like to share with you four key points on how to experience God's peace coming into our lives.
咁喺今日嘅信息余下嘅部分呢，我就会同大家分享四点，点样能够经历呢神的平安临到我们的生命当中。
So the first condition that we need to have in order to experience the peace of God is a reconciled relationship with God.
咁第一个能够让我们经历从神来的平安的条件呢，就我们首先要有一个与神已经和好的关系。
So God Yahweh is a God of peace.
Yahweh 神是赐平安的神。
He is also a holy God.
他是一个圣洁的神。
But sin destroys our relationship with our Creator and also with people around us.
但是罪呢，是会毁坏了我们跟创造主我们的神之间的关系，也都会破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
So for us to receive God's peace, we must live in a reconciled relationship with God.
所以如果我们要去接受神所赐的平安，我们必须呢，是要活在一个跟神已经和好的状态。
And He has made possible the forgiveness of sin through the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ.
而神呢，亦都藉住主耶稣基督带来的救恩这个好消息呢，令我们能够有机会可以活在这种这样的状态底下。
And I think for our dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
我亦都相信对于我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
I think you know and experience that when our relationship with God and with others are not harmonious, if we have fallen into sin,
咁我好相信啊，我哋当中都应该有经历过，当我哋同神嘅关系或者同其他人嘅关系呢係唔和谐嘅时候，当我哋有落入咗呢啲罪里面嘅时候。
So we know from experience that we won't experience peace, yeah, in our lives.
我哋从经验上都能够知道啊，我哋係冇可能经历到呢种嘅平安嘅。
Unless by God's grace we turn from our sin and make right our relationship with one another.
除非呢，我们愿意靠着神的恩典转离这些罪恶，将我们同神和同人之间的关系呢再一次处理好。
So the first key point is to live in a reconciled relationship with God and with people around us.
所以呢，第一个的条件呢，或者是必备的条件，我们 令我哋可以得着神嘅平安，就系我哋需要活喺一个同神同埋同人之间个和好嘅关系。
But some of our friends among us who are not yet Christians may be wondering, then does this mean the promise of peace in Philippians chapter 4 is not applicable to you then?
咁但系当中可能有啲未信主嘅朋友，可能会唔会开始就谂啊？咁我而家都只系寻求紧神，咁唔通呢一度腓立比书第四章呢一啲嘅应许就唔冇我份嘛
？So what do you think？
咁你哋系点谂嘅咧
？So if you have not yet been reconciled with God through believing in the gospel and following Jesus Christ, then does this mean you cannot experience the peace of God？
如果你仍然未系同神已经和好啊，藉住去归信呢个主耶稣基督嘅福音，去跟从耶稣基督做基督徒嘅话，系咪代表你就冇办法去经历神嘅平安呢
？So well, if you recall Sister May's testimony last week,
咁如果大家仲记得啊 May 姊妹上个礼拜日嘅见证分享咧
，One of her turning point in believing in God is when she first experienced herself firsthand the peace of God coming into her heart when she calls on God's name。
咁其实咧，一个佢人生嘅转捩点，令佢点解最后选择相信神咧，系因为佢首先啊经历亲身经历过神嘅平安咧，点样因住佢呼求神嘅名咧，佢就去得着。
She experienced God's peace and His reality that day when she cries out to call on the holy name of God。
佢经历神嘅真实，神嘅平安，就系当佢去呼求神嘅时候咧，即系神将系咯，神嘅平安真系就临到佢嘅生命当中。
And she was not yet a Christian.
佢当时其实都未系一个基督徒啊。
And she was not yet reconciled with God through faith in Jesus, the Messiah.
佢亦都未因着佢去信靠主耶稣基督系嗰位弥赛亚去跟从佢咧，而个关系同神去和好。
Yet she did experience the peace of God at that moment.
但喺嗰一刻咧，佢系经历到神嘅平安系好真实嘅。
So we can see that God is merciful to help us experience Him when we seek Him with all our heart。
咁所以我哋睇到咧，神其实系好怜悯嘅。如果我哋系全心去寻求佢咧，佢都好乐意俾我哋去经历佢。
But this foretaste of God's peace and His goodness is meant to lead us to repentance。
但系呢一种能够浅尝或者首先亲尝到神嘅平安啊，佢嘅美善咧，系为要带领我哋去悔改。
It's an invitation to invite us to enter into this reconciled relationship with God and with others。
佢只不过系一个邀请，邀请我哋咧更加要快快进入呢个同神同埋同人之间和好嘅关系。
Then we can truly live in peace continuously when we have God of peace.As King and our Father in our lives,
唯有咁样嘅时候，我哋先可以咧持续嘅活喺呢种平安里面，因为咧呢、这个赐平安嘅神咧系我哋生命当中嘅王。
So a reconciled relationship with God is the first key requirement to experience the peace of God continuously.
咁所以咧，一个同神和好嘅关系咧，可以话系第一个好重要嘅基要嘅条件，令到我哋能够经历神嘅平安。
So let us take a look at the next slide.
咁我哋睇下下一张图。
Okay. So the second key point to experience God's peace is notice the phrase in Christ.
咁第二个你想去经历神嘅平安有咩重点咧？就要留意呢个在基督里。
So God has ordained the Messiah Jesus.That is through Jesus Christ that the peace of God is given to you and to me.
神呢已经立定咗是要透过他的弥赛亚主耶稣是要藉着主耶稣基督呢神去赐给你和我他的平安。
So let us take a look at a few passages to understand this point.
那我们可以看几段经文去明白这一点吗
That peace of God is given to us in Christ Jesus.
这个神的平安呢是在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
So in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30,
马太福音十一章二十八至三十节
，Here the Lord Jesus invites us to bear the yoke together with Him。
呢度主耶稣基督咧，去邀请我哋咧，去与佢同负一轭
，which means to live and to abide in Him, that we may find rest for our souls。
意思就系我哋要同佢同住啊，一齐生活啊，去住喺佢里面咧，咁我哋先能够咧喺灵魂里面得着呢份真正嘅平安。
In John chapter 14 verse 27.
在约翰福音14章27节亦都有话。
And also John 16 verse 33.
同埋约翰福音嘅16章33节。
So how about we can read 14:27 in English and 16:33 in Chinese.
咁我哋约翰福音14章27节会用英文读，16章33节用中文读。
So let us start with the English. 1, 2, 3. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
约翰福音16章33节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So from Jesus' teaching, we can observe that it is in Christ that Heavenly Father Yahweh has ordained and given His peace to us.
咁就从主耶稣佢自己教导嗰度，我哋都能够观察到咧，天父佢系已经立定要喺基督里面去赐俾我哋佢嘅平安。
So the phrase in Christ means we Christians who are disciples of Jesus are to imitate Him.
咁其实咩为之喺基督里面咧？咁其实就代表我哋作为基督徒啊，系耶稣嘅门徒，我哋需要仿效佢。
And when we learn to trust and obey like Jesus did towards the Heavenly Father,
当我哋学习去信靠顺服亚维天父，正如耶稣佢咁样做嘅时候
，then we'll find God's peace coming into our lives。
咁我哋就会经历神嘅平安咧，去进入到我哋嘅生命当中。
So actually, what we read in Philippians chapter 4 regarding anxiety and peace of God is not something new that Apostle Paul came up with.
咁其实咧，我哋喺腓立比书四章啊，读到关于从神嚟嘅平安啊，又或者我哋点样处理焦虑咧，都唔系使徒保罗自己谂出嚟嘅一啲教导。
But Paul was simply teaching about what the Lord Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
其实使徒保罗咧，只不过系去用另一个方式去教导耶稣自己已经喺马太福音六章25节至34节嗰度所教导我哋嘅。
So because of time, we won't have the time to read the whole passage, but we can read maybe the first two verses.
咁由于时间关系啦，我哋冇可能今日就详细咁读晒整段马太福音嘅经文，但系咧，我哋今日可以读头两节。
So let me read to you Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 26.
咁让我先读俾大家听啦，就系马太福音六章25至26节。
So verse 25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
I would encourage you to read at home this whole passage from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
我都鼓励大家在家的时候可以去细心读整段的经文，在马太福音6章25至34节。
So you can understand the Lord Jesus' teaching and how he instructed us to turn our hearts and minds to trust in God.
咁咧，你就可以更深明白主耶稣基督喺呢度教导，佢教导我哋点样将我哋嘅心思意念咧，都要转向去信靠神。
And not turn our heart to be entangled by our own anxieties.
而唔好容易我哋嘅心咧，被我哋呢啲嘅忧虑所缠绕。
This is also what Apostle Paul was encouraging the Philippian church to learn and practice.
咁呢个咧，其实都系使徒保罗咧去鼓励腓立比教会去学习同埋去实行嘅。
To be anxious for nothing, but turning to God in prayer in everything.
就是不要去焦虑忧虑什么东西，然后呢凡事都转向神。
So to conclude the second point is to realize it is in Christ that God has ordained to give us His peace.
所以第二点我们需要去明白去留意的就是 神佢系立定咗喺基督里面，佢会赐俾我哋佢嘅平安。
And we are to abide in Christ to follow Jesus' example of faith and obedience towards Heavenly Father。
而我哋需要做嘅就系要住喺基督里面，就系跟从耶稣基督佢信心同埋顺服嘅榜样。
And then we will be able to experience the peace of God coming into our lives。
咁我哋就能够经历咧神嘅平安临到我哋嘅生命当中。
So,When you ponder on the first and second prerequisites,
咁当我哋咁样去默想第一同埋第二个先决条件嘅时候咧
，there's a possibility that even though you are living in a reconciled relationship with God and others, and you are also genuinely following Jesus as His disciples,
咁可能你会系处一个境况，就系你真诚嘅系活喺一个同神已经和好嘅关系。甚至同人之间嘅关系亦都系和谐嘅，而且咧，
also following Jesus，
同埋你亦都系有跟从主耶稣咁活。
But how come you are still experiencing anxieties in your life？
咁但系点解啊？发现自己都仲系会经历有时好焦虑咁嘅情况。
Why and how is this possible？
啊，点解会有咁嘅事情发生咧
？So let me share with you a somewhat funny experience we had。With gardening in when we live in China.
咁我都想同大家分享一个少少搞笑嘅经历啦，就是、我哋咧仍然喺中国内地生活嘅时候，我哋就去种植。
So at that time, my better half Grace, who is more adventurous than me.
咁当时咧，我另一半啦 Grace 啦，佢就比我更加有呢个冒险精神啦。
She wanted to grow a tomato plant.
咁当时佢就话想咧种番茄喎。
So my dear coworker in China, he had seedling, a small tomato plant.
I thought it's just seeds from tomatoes.
Oh yeah, yeah. The details, yeah, I don't.
咁当时咧就我哋嘅同工咧就俾咗啲番茄核啦，嗰啲籽可以种啊嘛，咁就俾咗我哋种籽。
We are excited to grow it, so we water it and.Look after it in our little balcony, so we don't have a garden, we have a flat.
咁我哋其实冇花园嘅，只不过都系即系个窗台边，咁就系啦。嗰时都有个类似少少嘅阳台，咁就去成日好悉心照顾啦，淋水啊咁样。
So as Grace, diligently tend to this tomato plants, it became bigger and bigger.
咁啊 ，Grace 就好。殷勤好勤力咁成日都去照顾呢个盆栽啦，咁哇真係个盆栽嗰个植物越嚟越高喇喎。
And it's very green.
好靓好绿色啦。
Very leafy.
好多葉。
But only problem is,
咁但係唯一嘅问题呢就
係。There were no tomatoes to be seen.
但点解一路都冇番茄嘅呢
?So, at one point of time, it turns out the tomato seeds had died. What took in place was some other weeds that pose as a tomato plant.
咁其实咧，原来发生咩事咧，就应该系喺我哋唔知嘅情况下，其实可能嗰个番茄嘅种子或者系嗰个幼苗都已经死咗啦。但系咧，取而代之嘅应该系某一啲嘅野草飞嚟嘅种子，就种得好好。
So so we have been looking after weeds tenderly for many months.
咁所以好多个月咧，原来我哋系非常之勤力咁照顾紧啲野草嚟。
And I think Grace took a photo, asked my dad, who is experiencing gardening. And my dad said, oh, this is not a tomato plant.
咁其实点解会发现咧？就因为有一次 Grace 终于就谂住，不如影幅相俾阿老爷睇下咧，因为老爷系种嘢嘅专家。点知老爷一睇就话，呢个都唔系番茄嚟嘅。
So yeah, similarly, we must take care not to let anxiety like seeds that kind of lodge into our hearts.
咁其实咧，同样地，我哋真系要好小心啦，唔好俾呢啲嘅忧虑咧，就好似种子咁入咗我哋嘅心里面。
Because like the Lord Jesus teaching on the parable of the sower, that's when the thorn and thistles were allowed to grow in the heart of a person, it will drain and divide the person's heart, so the good seed will not be able to grow.
因为就好似主耶稣基督喺佢自己讲过嘅撒种比喻里面都有话，如果我哋容让一啲嘅 野草呢啲荆棘疾嚟嘅种子入去我哋心咧，其实最终咧，我哋系会被佢分散我哋所有嘅注意力啊，精力都会被耗尽。
Yeah, so the reminder is like, this anxiety can start off like little seeds of weeds.
咁所以呢个提示警告俾我哋咧，就系原来忧虑咧可以好似一粒种子咁样作一个开始。
And if we allow it to take root into our hearts and neglect to deal with it.
但如果我哋咧冇小心去处理，容让呢个种子喺我哋心里面生根成长，冇去快快处理佢咧。
And it can grow and divide our hearts and drain us of our energy.
咁佢咧就会分散我哋嘅心，亦都会去耗尽我哋嘅精力。
So, what is the practical way and the only way to combat anxiety in our lives?
咁究竟我哋要对抗呢个生命当中嘅焦虑、忧虑嘅时候，究竟系有乜嘢实际嘅方法，亦都系唯一嘅方法咧
？So let us read again Philippians chapter 4:6-7.
咁我哋可以再一次睇腓立比书4:6-7。
So how about we can read it in the Chinese?
咁我哋不如用中文一齐读啊！腓立比书4:6-7。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So a practical and the only way to combat anxiety is to turn to God in prayer.
咁所以嗰个好实际又好唯一嘅方法咧，去对抗呢啲忧虑，就系要转向神去祷告。
It is inevitable that we can become anxious about something in our daily life.
其实在日常生活，有遇到一些事情令我们有些忧虑是难免的。
Using the example of changing my car's tire.
就用刚才我所说我要换车胎的经历。
I may put my faith or trust in the new tires or reliable car.
我可能咧会将我嘅信心摆喺我呢个新换嘅车胎，又或者我整好嘅车嗰度。
And I think, oh, I'm okay now. I can drive reliably on the motorway.
咁我觉得啊，我而家可以好放心嘅去将架车开喺呢个高速公路上啦。
But actually, I can still be anxious.
但其实我都一样可以有其他原因要去焦虑噶噃。
Do you know why?
点解咧？
No, because the driver is my wife.
因为如果开车嗰个系我太太，咁我就好有原因要去忧虑。
Well, because that I have question about the reliability of my car. Other people can drive irresponsibly, isn't it?
咁而且咧，就算唔系因为我。
Not saying you.
就算不是因为我对我的车的可靠有产生怀疑，其他的司机一样都可以是很不负责任地去开车的。
And even though I have a reliable car, even I am driving, but other people can drive irresponsibly, so cause car accidents, so who knows, it can happen to me.
咁所以就算我有一架非常之可靠嘅车，而且系我自己喺度揸车啦，咁但系你不能够排除可能其他揸车嘅人佢因为佢嘅失误、佢嘅唔小心，导致有交通意外发生。
So the more I think about it, the more anxious I become.
咁所以如果你系要咁样谂咧，咁你就会越嚟越焦虑噶啦。
But what is precious is having a loving Creator and Heavenly Father who loves us and is fully committed to each one of us.
但是非常之宝贵的地方呢，就是我们有一个爱我们的创造主，我们的天父，他是真的不单止爱我们，他是完全的委身去照顾我们。
So he's willing to hear our prayers and understand our weaknesses.
他很乐意去听我们的祷告，也都很明白我们的软弱。
And to guide our feet onto the way of peace.
他都能够引导我们的脚走上这个平安的道路。
So the practical and the only remedy for preventing anxiety is to take roots, for anxiety to take root in our hearts is to bring our worries before God and put our trust in Him.
咁所以咧，好实际同埋亦都系唯一个解药，能够去防止呢啲嘅焦虑开始我哋心里面生根咧，就系我哋要将我哋一切嘅忧虑，藉住祷告带到神面前，将我哋嘅信靠都摆喺佢嗰度。
Yeah. And a very wonderful and encouraging example is that of Lord Jesus.
咁其實一個非常之奇妙，亦都係好鼓勵嘅例子咧，就係主耶穌佢自己嘅例子。
So when the Lord Jesus prayed in a garden of Gethsemane,
當主耶穌咧，佢喺呢個客西馬利園祈禱嘅時候
，actually illustrates what we are learning in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 very well.
其實係非常之好咁去演繹咗腓立比書四章七節入面所講嘅。
So the Lord Jesus, in his sorrow for the burden of salvation of mankind, turned himself to the Heavenly Father in prayer.
主耶穌喺為到全人類救恩，佢將要面臨嘅呢個重擔同埋帶嚟嗰個憂傷嘅當中
，bring his sorrows, his worries, and to God Yahweh in prayer, making his request known to his loving Father.
佢當時就將佢心裏嘅重擔、佢嘅憂慮、佢嘅難過咧，一一嘅藉住禱告帶到去慈愛天父面前。
So this is recorded in, for example, in Mark chapter 14, verse 32 to 36.
咁呢一件事蹟咧，就記載喺例如馬可福音嘅14章32至36節。
So notice in the end, he prays, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
咁譬如喺三十六节咁话啦，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
So the Lord Jesus prayed that the cup of suffering, which also represent God's wrath towards sin, may be removed from him.
当时主耶稣咧祈求呢一个苦杯，亦都系代表住神愤怒嘅呢个杯，就系神对罪嗰种嘅愤怒啦，能够咧系离开佢。
But he was willing to trust and obey God to do His will.
但系佢亦都系愿意完全信靠顺服神去遵行神嘅旨意。
And we know that God did not grant Jesus his request to remove the cup from him.
咁我哋都知道最终神并冇去俾耶稣满足耶稣基督佢呢个嘅要求，就系攞走呢个苦杯啦。
But Heavenly Father sustained the Lord Jesus to be strengthened and to be ready to endure the suffering on the cross on our behalf.
但系天父却系支持住耶稣，赐俾佢需要嘅力量去忍受喺十字架上嘅痛苦，系为到你同我嘅缘故。
So notice the precious example of the Lord Jesus.
咁我哋一齐睇到咧主耶稣呢个好宝贵嘅例子。
When Heavenly Father said no and did not grant him his request,
当天父咧好似系向佢说不，冇去满足佢嗰个嘅要求，佢嘅愿望。
Jesus was willing to submit under God's will to continue to trust and obey.
但系耶稣仍然咧好乐意嘅去顺服喺神嘅旨意底下，继续去信靠同埋顺服。
How about us?
咁但系我哋又点咧？
Do we feel unsatisfied and anxious when God says no to our requests?
如果当神向我哋所求嘅事情讲不，佢好似冇答应嘅时候，我哋会唔会就开始好焦虑啊，或者好唔满足咧
？Or will we learn from the Lord Jesus to trust and obey even when God does not grant our requests?
定系我哋咧能够可以向耶稣学习，就算神好似冇去回应或者答应我哋呢一个请求咧，我哋都继续去信靠同埋顺服嘅。
And trusting that his ways and his thoughts are much higher than ours.
就系深信咧，神佢嘅意念系高过我哋嘅意念，佢嘅道路咧都系高过我哋嘅道路。
So, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友
，So let us learn from the Lord Jesus to turn our worries and anxieties to God in prayer.
所以让我哋都学习主耶稣嘅榜样，将我哋一切嘅忧虑咧，去藉住祷告交托俾神。
And also with supplication and thanksgiving.
亦都藉住呢个祈求同埋感谢。
Then peace of God will come to us to guard our inner man.
咁神嘅平安咧就会临到我哋，去保卫住我哋嘅内人。
We learn to commit everything in prayer and to be in constant communion with our Heavenly Father.
就系当我哋咧真系凡事藉住祷告去同神亲近，有呢份嘅交流嘅时候。
So let us conclude this point with Isaiah 26 verse 3.
咁所以我哋都用以赛亚书廿六章三节去总结第三点。
So let us read together in English.
咁我哋可以用英文嚟读。
One, two, three. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Coming to the last point, the fourth point.
咁嚟到最后一点，第四点。
So the key point to experience God's peace can be found in verse 8 of today's passage.
咁其中一个重点咧，就可以喺第八节嗰度睇到。
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read verse 8?
咁我哋睇第八节呢度，点样神嘅平安可以临到我哋？弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
So, I wonder if our youth among us, if you go for camp or sleepover, sometimes, young people, they like to, share, ghost stories.
咁可能呢，如果我哋特别年轻人啦，有时呢去朋友家睡啊，过夜玩呢，唔知系唔兴有时会讲啲鬼故咁样。
So, take turn to share ghost stories and all that.
因为好多年轻人就鍾意咁样㗎嘛，夜晚呢就轮流讲啲鬼故。
But the more you hear, the more you think about it, then the scarier you become.
咁就係啦，你越听得多啦，越諗嘅时候呢就越驚啦。
So, By yourself, in the past, you can go to the toilet, no problem. But after thinking about all this, and you say, oh, let's go together.
咁可能本来呢自己夜晚要去厕所呢都一啲都唔驚㗎。点解哎呀听得多之后越諗越驚，都系要掹多人陪去先敢去厕所啦。
So what is filling our minds every day?
咁其实究竟我哋每一日容养啲乜嘢去充满我哋嘅心思意念呢？
So the first key point is to the things that are pleasing to God, that draw us to love and serve God and others, to fill our minds always.
咁其实呢第四点好重要，就係我哋要让嗰啲呢係讨神喜悦啦，呢啲係会去吸引我哋更爱神同更爱其他人，能够服侍神服侍其他人嘅思想呢去充满我哋。
Very often we are anxious about ourselves.
好多时候呢我哋所忧虑其实都係关于自己。
Or things concerning our immediate family.
或者就是一些关乎我们自己的家人一些很紧急的需要。
If we learn to rely on God and entrust our worries to God,
但如果我们学习依靠神，将我们的忧虑真的卸给神的时候，
then we must also learn to stop dwelling on our worries.
那我们一定要学习呢，不要一路在这里转下去，继续去不断想这些的忧虑。
But instead, let us learn to let go and let God.
那我们一定要学习放手，然后呢容让神呢去接过这个主权。
And what we should fill our mind with is things that would draw us to love God and love others.
咁然后我哋应该去让乜嘢嘢充满我哋嘅心思意念呢，我哋思想呢，就係嗰啲去吸引我哋更加爱神更加爱人嘅嘢。
And what are pleasing to God and beneficial to others.
係嗰啲讨神喜悦荣神益人嘅事情。
So this is a very practical key point to learn and to let go of our anxieties.
咁其实都一个好实际嘅一个我哋要去操练啦，点样去放开我哋呢啲嘅忧虑。
And to set our minds to dwell on things, that are pleasing to God.
就将我哋嘅心思意念系定睛喺嗰啲能够讨神喜悦嘅事情上。
So when you trust God and you are concerned with His concern, then you'll find your worries and anxieties, is really behind, your head.
咁其实如果当你真係信靠神，然后你所关心嘅都係神所关心嘅呢，你会发现其实你好多本来嘅忧虑呢都已经抛诸脑后啦。
Then we'll learn to walk with God like the Lord Jesus did.
咁我哋就能够真正学习好似耶稣基督咁样与神同行。
And to share God's love with those around us.
亦都可以呢同其他人去分享神嘅爱。
So my time is up.
咁因为时间嘅关系啦，我要结束啦。
We learned today the four key points on experience the peace of God.
咁今日我哋学咗咧四个能够帮助我哋经历神嘅平安嘅重点。
So they are living in a reconciled relationship with God.
咁第一就系要去同神要活喺一个同神系和好嘅关系里面。
And secondly, living in Christ, learning to trust and obey.
第二咧就系喺主耶稣基督里面活着，学习信靠同信服。
And thirdly, bring our anxieties to God through prayer.
第三呢就是要藉着祷告将我们的忧虑呢去带到神那里。
And fourthly, to fill our minds with things that encourage us to love God and serve God and others.
第四呢就是要让那些鼓励我们去更爱神更去服侍神和其他人的东西呢去充满我们的心思意念。
So how precious is God's thoughts and His goodwill towards us, that he will share his peace, his divine nature with us.
神向我哋所怀嘅意念咧，佢嘅美意系几咁嘅宝贵咧，以至佢愿意将佢自己呢个神圣嘅性情，佢嘅平安都分享俾我哋。
But Creator God Yahweh will not force His peace upon us if we do not wish to wish Him to be in our life.
咁但系咧，创造呢个宇宙万物嘅主宰 Yahweh 神，亦都唔会勉强硬要塞俾我哋佢呢份平安。如果我哋根本都唔想有神喺我哋嘅生命当中
，But we must each be accountable on the day of judgment to give account how we live our life.
但系咧，嚟到将来审判嗰日咧，你同我都要自己去负责，去向神去交代我哋点样嘅过我哋呢一生。
And the other option would be to find counterfeit or transient peace from this world that will bring some security and comfort for some time.
咁当然仲有另一个选择。就是我们可以去找一些假冒的或者是即很短暂的平安就是从世界而来的平安可能 短期内可以给我们一些安全感一些舒适
But it's temporary and will eventually disappoint us
但因为它只不过是短暂的终会有一天令我们失望
So which kind of peace will you pursue?
所以大家你会去追随哪一种的平安呢
the peace from Our loving Heavenly Father?
是从我们爱我们天父而来的真正的平安呢?
Or the temporary peace and security of this world?
还是这个很短暂的世界给到你的平安和保障?
So may Heavenly Father help us to open our eyes to see His love and His blessing He has prepared abundantly for us in our Savior Jesus Christ.
都愿神打开我们的眼睛帮我们能够看得见他在耶稣基督里面为我们预备这个丰盛的救恩和慈爱。
So let's close in prayer.
那我们一起祷告结束。
Dear Heavenly Father, our God Yahweh.
亲爱的天父 Yahweh, 我们的神。
We thank you so much for your precious words that shows us who you are and what kind of God you are.
我哋好感谢你宝贵嘅话语，去显明俾我哋睇你系点样嘅一位神。
How you long to share your divine characteristic with each one of us？
你系几咁渴慕嘅，去同我哋分享你嘅神圣嘅性情。
That each one of us is preciously made in your own image。
因为我哋每一个都系好宝贵嘅，系按住你嘅形象所做嘅。
You have high desires or high hope for us that we can truly reflect your glory and who you are to all creations.
你对我们呢是有很高的期望啦很希望你能够去反映出你本来是啦创造宇宙万物的心意。
Yes, and this we have seen in your beloved son Jesus Christ.
而我们在你的爱子耶稣基督里面能够看到。
Help us to, be attentive to what we heard today and open our eyes so we can see this wonderful plan of salvation you have prepared for us in Jesus.
求你就开我们眼睛给我们看得见你在耶稣基督里面为我们所预备的这个奇妙的救恩。
That we may be free from the bondage of sin and anxieties.
以致我们能够去摆脱这些的罪和焦虑的捆锁。
That we may receive peace from you.And also become a channel of your blessing to share your love and your peace, to help others also to draw close to you.
以致我们能够不单止自己领受从你而来的平安，更能够成为一个平安的管道，去将你的平安分享给其他需要的人。
Father, we pray you'll be merciful towards us, especially some friends are still seeking to know you.
都求你真系特别嘅怜悯我哋，特别我哋当中亦有一啲仍然只系寻求紧你嘅朋友。
May you be very close with us as we continue another new week。
都求你喺我哋开展新嘅一周里面去特别嘅与我哋同在。
Pray that you draw us by your love, so we may run after you。
求你用你嘅爱吸引我哋，以致我哋快跑跟随你。
So Father, please hear our thanksgiving and may continue to bless everyone in the church。
求你就接纳我哋咁样嘅感谢，亦都祝福我哋教会里面嘅每一位。
阿门。
阿门。